And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I am Jimmy Hicks. Well, we start with Communist China, who is rapidly expanding its presence in the Caribbean, just a couple hundred miles from the U.S. Virgin Islands. On the island of Antigua, China is constructing a special economic zone that will have its own customs, immigration, shipping port, airline, and even the possibility to issue passports. U.S. officials are rightly alarmed as China has a history of using such developments to sneak their military into new regions under the guise of commerce and diplomacy. And despite local officials in Antigua downplaying the threat, experts in the region warn that Antigua has essentially traded its sovereignty and become overly reliant on China. In other news, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a law to stop the absurd abuse of book challenge policies by activist teachers. Certain educators were trying to get classic books banned as some sort of political stunt, and DeSantis said he wasn't having any of it, saying, "We don't care about your performative efforts to try to make a name for yourself. That's not appropriate." Even mentioning one teacher who passive-aggressively covered up every book, blaming the state. DeSantis said, quote, "That's nonsense, and we're just not going to tolerate it." And media news, Republicans are pushing to defund NPR over their blatant liberal bias exposed by a former editor. Congresswoman Claudia Tenney introduced the Defund NPR Act, stating the obvious, that NPR has become a partisan propaganda machine, and it's past time American people stop footing the bill for it. I can get behind that one. Look, I completely am for them saying whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want. It's free speech, right? But Americans shouldn't be paying for it. And the Biden administration's priorities, well, they continue to surprise. Just when you thought it can't get any crazier, Biden says, watch this. They plan to spend over $2 million in taxpayer funds to, quote, diversify marine biology and climate science. Apparently, fish and weather are racist now. The goal, they say, is to develop equity-driven anti-racist programs in those fields. Well, you can't expect too much from the same administration that gave the final blow to women's rights. The Biden administration essentially abolished Title IX with its radical redefinition to include gender identity. Former collegiate swimmer Riley Gaines has been on the front lines fighting this for quite a while, and she commented on this one, saying that this will have devastating consequences. That you will see men who take women's scholarships, have full locker room access, and even bunk with women in their dorms. Students and faculty will be forced to use preferred pronouns or face harassment charges. Completely unbelievable. And I get sometimes we just get so tired of the nonsense that we don't even want to participate in politics. Elections certainly have consequences. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.